So how would you kind of sum up your first season with the Rams?
Very fun, you know, exciting. Just a very fun season. An explosive offense. Had a lot of fun with these guys on the field, off the field, in the locker room. Just even in meeting rooms. Just had a good time with these guys.
You feel like you guys have built a foundation that, you know, where you can maybe take the next step?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's our first year. I think it's a good start, a great start. But just keep building, you know. Went to the playoffs, got knocked out first round, but everybody has this, you know, feeling, want to work and get better. And it's just a start. You know, McVay changed the culture around here. Players bought in and believe, and it's just the start of something great.
Robert, I know you said before the season, or earlier in the season, that part of the reason why you came here was just because what Sean had to offer and Jared and all that. Mm-hmm. How you guys finished this year even kind of exceed your expectations coming into this, what you guys thought you could do in your first year?
Yeah, I thought so. I was confident in the offense and in Jared's ability to deliver. And he has, you know, stayed in the pocket, always put the ball, you know, right in position for me to make a play. But just I was confident in McVay the whole time and Jared. So I kind of expected this and just bought in and believed and trusted it.
But it turned out maybe better than you could have even thought coming into it. I mean, going from a team that won 4 games last year, now you guys won 11 and won the NFC. Did you think that was a possibility coming into the first year?
We knew we would win. We knew we would win a lot more games. And, of course, last year, I would say like midway in the year, you know, a couple guys, you know, looked at each other like, we're actually good. You know, we're actually, you know, really playing, you know, well. It's not just, you know, some games are falling in our favor. We're actually winning these games. And really, like, since that point, you know, it was, you know, everybody believed, dominant every game. And we knew we were going places after
that. Was that, like, after you guys came home from that long road trip to London?
I want to say after this, even before then. But that trip, just that stretch, that was a good stretch for us, right, before bye week.
Rob, Jared's only 23 years old. How much room for growth do you think there is with him?
A lot. He's 23. You know, it's really like his first year playing, first year getting experience, first year of the game. And the way he competed at this level, I think, is just the start. You know, he has to, you know, keep studying and keep it going, but it's only going to get him better. I think for him to start off like that with McVay and his new offense and deliver as he did, I think it's just a great start for his future.
What do you think his upside is?
I would probably say his strength, mental toughness, how he stands in the pocket. That was one thing I saw before coming here. Just he took some shots, you know, early, but he always stood in the pocket and just trusted his receivers to get open. And he's been shown that Lions been protecting him really well, and he's able to, you know, stand tall and deliver.
Robert, this was a team that faced a lot of questions in August when you guys got together for training camp. Going through the season, looking back, what have you learned about this team?
I mean, a lot of questions were always outside. A lot of the guys, we always, you know, looked at that as just outside noise, distractions, because we knew what we had. We saw, we worked, and we saw the potential every day from OTAs through training camp. And, I mean, we really, like, believed in each other and worked hard for each other, and it showed just how we communicated.
Do you think that you know, prove that you can be a number one receiver, that you kind of lost that, I'm just a possession guy?
Yeah, I hope so. I just go out there and play, you know. If the ball finds me, it finds me. Every time I go out there, I'm working. I'm always trying to, you know, be the number one, makes plays for the team, for the quarterback. It really doesn't have any labels. It's just how I work. I work to be the number one every time.
And do you think that this receiving core, do you expect it to be intact coming back next season, all the same guys?
I like to think so. You know, we got a full, you know, room, a loaded room. You know, it'd be real, you know, dangerous to get everybody back. Seen a little talk, you know, on Instagram, you know, about, you know, on social media about some players. But, you know, hopefully, you know, it's true. But just, you know, love to get these guys to come back and just compete and just pick back up where we left off.
You've been Sammy Watkins' teammate for a long time. How do you feel like he fit into this offense?
You know, with his addition, you know, when we first got him, seeing the trade, you know, I was very excited. Just his presence on the field, defenses have to pay attention to. the way he blocks, the way he, you know, runs with the ball, the way he attacks the ball. I want to say he had so many, you know, red zone touchdowns for us with the strong hands. But just his just presence on this field and the way he competes, you know, me and him work well together. We compete, and, I mean, we feed off each other.
You guys had a chance to talk at all about maybe him coming back. Have you gotten a sense from him that he'd like to be here?
I mean, me and him talk about it. You know, I know he definitely, you know, wants to be here. He loves the organization. But it's also a business. You know, it has to be correct. Everything has to, you know, work in his favor. But, you know, I love to have him back. I know, you know, we all love to have him back the way he plays for this team. We need players like that.